You're listening to Vatican Radio. Rethinking Europe is the title of a three-day conference taking place at the end of October, bringing political and religious leaders together for an in-depth dialogue here in the Vatican. The encounter, which has been organised by COMESE, the Brussels-based Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Community, opens on Friday the 27th. The discussions will conclude with a papal audience the following day, while on Sunday the 29th, participants will attend Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. The event has been timed to coincide with the 60th anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Rome, which inaugurated the European integration process back in 1957. Dominican brother Olivier Poquillon is Secretary General of COMESE. He talked to Vatican Radio's Olivier Bonnel about the aims of this conference.
Rethinking Europe is a gathering of politicians and bishops. Politicians and bishops can cross each other in the street at the supermarket sometimes, but they hardly enter into dialogue. When the political world is asking us to come, very often it's to enter into interreligious dialogue. And we believe, as a Catholic Church, that interreligious dialogue is very good, but it's our business. And the state has only the responsibility to facilitate that. So we don't want to be kept in the sacristy, if I may say. What we are looking for is to enter into the heart of public policies, to put at the heart of those public policies the human being created at the image of God. So this big event we will have from the 27th to the 29th of October in the Vatican, with the participation of Pope Francis, is seen as a dialogue. A dialogue between the church, senior church actors, bishops, and senior political actors.
What are you expecting from Pope Francis? As we know, he already had important words in the past about the Europe, about reshaping Europe. What are you expecting from the Holy Father?
We are not expecting from the Holy Father to be just complimented. We are expecting from him to be challenged. Because today he is questioning us about our specific responsibilities. Responsibilities of the Church, responsibilities of the political world, responsibilities of the EU in the big Europe, and of Europe on Earth. It could be in terms of ecology, it's also in terms of humanity, in economic policies, etc., etc. The Church is not the best expert, maybe, of economy and will not tell the politicians what they've got to do. But we can certainly highlight some elements which are in favor of humanity.
Can you just tell us a few words about the schedule of the event? Who will be here in Rome for this gathering?
So for this gathering, the COMESE didn't invite guests, but participants. We are all embedded in this process of dialogue. It's not at the benefit of the church or at the politicians of the politicians, but it's together, trying together to reach solutions about the challenges we are facing today. So we will have the participation of Vice President Timmermans, first Vice President in charge of this dialogue with churches, according to Article 17 of the Lisbon Treaty. We will have also President of the Parliament, Antonio Tajani. We will have some ministers, national parliamentarians, and MEPs. And they will speak with the help of some academics, some people belonging to the cultural world, with the bishops, listening to each other's, trying in common to find solutions for the common good.
My thanks to Dominican brother Olivier Poquillon, Secretary General of COMESE, talking to Vatican Radio's Olivier Bonnel.